Now joined on the phone line by head coach Rick Willett, Tri-County softball. They played the game last night, couldn't get the bats going against Linn County team. I was going to guess they're pretty good because they've been beating a lot of the HTC teams this season. A final score last night over at Purdon, 6-0 in favor of the Lady Mustangs. Going back last week, Tri-County, pretty good week. Beat East Harrison back on the 27th, 11-3, and then Buckland-Macon County on the 28th, which I believe that was Friday night. 16-3. I got my dates right there, Coach. You had a win Thursday, Friday, lost last night, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Coming off of, we talked last week about how the Grundy loss disappointing, Pattonsburg not as much, but the girls certainly want to get a victory in that one as well. How good was the bounce back getting two victories in two nights last week?
Oh, it was really good. It was good to see it in the kids that they were ready to play, and East Harrison coming in, that was the big game. That was a conference game, and East Harrison had only lost to North Harrison in conference, so really was deciding who was going to be second in the conference. So we played a real good ball game.
So when you come into the season, I think I'm guilty of doing this sometimes, you look at games that you think you're going to win, and you know, obviously North Harrison would be the game that you feel like it's going to be really difficult to win that because they're good. Now, what we kind of hinted at last week was that the Grundy game was kind of that one game where the girls felt like they let one slip and lost a game that they felt like coming in they would have won. Did the girls have the proper reaction to that as far as their motivation over the next week, Coach?
Yeah, they did. They responded well to both that loss and the Pattonsburg loss, and that's what you want to see out of your kids. And it was a good response, and that's what you need when you're building the program up to be a winning program. They got to have those responses. When you're going to let some games get away that you shouldn't, and it's how you respond to those games determines whether you're going to start letting a bunch of games get away.
Now, how much were you kind of concentrating on the way the girls responded to that in practice and just in their motivation, Coach? Because, you know, a lot of teams, you know, they just have the, well, we could have had that one, but, you know, life will go on and this and that. Where, you know, other teams, they don't like losing to the point that they really come back motivated. I think that's what coaches like to see.
Yep, that's exactly right, Tom. I mean, that's what I was wanting to see, and that's what we got. They were fired up, ready to go, and they responded well throughout the practices, and, of course, we saw it in the game.
Yeah, and as far as those two wins, too, pretty thorough. You know, 11-3 Thursday, 16-3 on Friday. Were they both kind of similar, Coach? Did you jump on top early?
Yep, we just grind them down, and, you know, you could see it in the kids, and didn't have much doubt in those games early on that we were going to win those games. And you knew it, saw it in the kids, the pitching and everything. Just our play was really focused, and we played really well.
So as far as Linn County goes, you know, and I mentioned that they've beat a lot of our area teams. I know Linn County's an area team, too, but the Grundys, the Tri-Counties, teams like that, they've been just very difficult to beat. Obviously, you had trouble getting the bats going last night.
Their pitcher gave us trouble last year. She gave us trouble last night, and she's not a power pitcher, but she really varies her speeds, and she's got good placement, and our kids were just lunging at that ball, and, you know, it wasn't inning that we started hitting it. And they got a good team. I mean, you hit the ball, they're going to field it and throw it. There's no weak links in it. They're not going to make errors, and so you've got to really play your game and stay on top of it. My young catcher gunned down, two of their runners trying to steal, and so that ended in them trying any of that. But we just couldn't get our bats going last night.
Well, you get a catcher that can throw. That's what I see at the Class 1 level all the time, is if you get on first base, you're going to go to second, because a lot of times there's not a catcher that's capable of throwing the ball accurately down there. If you have that at your level, Coach, that's a huge defensive benefit.
Oh, yeah. It's Jaden Allman. She started catching last year for us, but she's really come into her own, and we look at it when the runner's down on first, we hope they steal, you know, attempt to steal, because we'll get that out that we let get down there. Mm-hmm. And like I said, they tried it last night, and both times the under down, that stopped it.
Did you kind of feel like last night that the girls just, I've kind of seen it with a lot of teams this year, that the more patient you are at the plate, the more that you take pitches, the better hitters you are. Is that one of the things that you're working on with your team?
Yep, that's exactly what we're doing, is trying to get them to get a feel for, work the count, you know, don't be patient up there. Also understand who's behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, and what they like to call that's a ball and what they like to call a strike. So you got to be able to turn into that mental hitter, and then drive the ball. So we've been working hard on that, and we'll continue to work hard on that. And last night was a little let down because the pitcher was basically an off-speed pitcher, and our guys were struggling with that.
Mm-hmm. That has to be a difficult balance between if you get a meatball right over the plate on the first pitch you see, you want to be hammering that thing, but yet coach is telling you that you want to show some patience at the plate. So there's a happy medium there that I think the girls kind of figure out in the long run.
Yeah, that is the crux of it, isn't it? Is
yes.
To understand, yes, a meatball, drive that one, as opposed to, okay, just let pitches go by in that. And that's when you're coming that season hitter and realize, oh, this is too good a pitch to pass up and go. That's what we're hoping for and continue as we get ready to go into districts. And kids are responding well to everything, and I'm very, very proud of them. We've taken a big step forward this year compared to last year, and then we look to keep building on it in the coming years.
And when we talk about what's a good pitch to hit, what's not a good pitch to hit, there's some teaching that's involved in your position as being coach. A lot of that girls just pick up, and that's why experience is so important, because you just kind of naturally pick that stuff up after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That you know, hey, when this pitch is in here, I can drive that thing. So when it's there, drive it. And if it's not there, even though it's a strike and you got exercise, let that go and wait for the pitch you can drive until you get two strikes on you. Then it's, you got to defend the plate.
Yep. Pitcher's pitch, hitter's pitch. There's a difference between the two. So with this Tyne Avalon team that you play tonight, Coach, they've had a few wins. Consistently, they've given up a little bit too much in the way of runs. So they look like they're having a few struggles, few wins here and there. But a test for your team to, and I'm sure you'll have this discussion with the girls if you haven't already, not overlook a team like this in non-conference play.
That is the discussion you always have is we got to forget about last night's game, take what we can from it, but we got to refocus on tonight's game and never overlook anybody. And the point is, nobody's going to give you the game. You're going to have to go out and take it. So let's show them who the better team is. Let's go out and handle our business and stay focused and work on things we need to work on.
Has your team gotten better this year, Coach, at not worrying about the opponent and just trying to play not to their level of competition, but to play to your level of competition?
Yeah, that is absolutely right. That's what we've worked on, and that's what you see. It's no longer, last year you say, well, I wonder if they're good or not, where you have that loser's mentality. To a mentality, we're good, we'll play with anybody, mm-hmm. Let's go play our game, and we'll compete well.
Gilman City on Thursday, Coach, and as we were talking about off the air, there's some rain in the forecast there. I know Grundy already moved their game up from Thursday to Wednesday because of it, so I'm not sure if the same will happen at Jamesport. But what have you seen from the Hawks? What are the challenges that you have with that particular ball game?
It's we've played them twice, once at their place, once in the tournament, and we've taken care of them. The thing I've always, is that our kids can't overlook them. When you've handled a team, they're going to come in here. Gilman's going to come in here. They're going to want to win. They're going to want to play hard. That's what they do. They're coached well. And, again, we just have to be patient hitters and take advantage of what we know we can take advantage of and just start building it up.
District tournament, I see that there's an opponent on your schedule, but when I click on the bracket, I don't see much there yet, but it looks like you have Bramer next week.
That is correct. We came out of, we're the number 3 seed, they're the number 2 seed.
So
we'll play Bramer on Thursday.
3-2 matchup. Obviously, a Bramer team that's in a little bit bigger conference in the Grand River Conference. They'll be a test in that way, but I love the challenge of your girls trying to step up to that level and get yourself a district win next week, Coach.
Oh, yeah, we look forward to that. Yeah, the kids, we're excited about that.
You said you're going.
It's always you want to get up there and challenge yourself and play good teams to see how good you are, and that's one of the steps of just improving the program.
You're playing next Thursday, the 11th. Is that correct?
Yes.
What time is the game, Coach?
I'm unsure of that. I assume we're the early game, so I'm going to guess around 5:36.
And you said it's over at Pattonsburg Field.
That is correct.
Outstanding. It's hard to believe that postseason's here next week, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing how quick the season goes.
Yeah, it's about 7 weeks from the third, fourth week of August until early October, and here we are. Districts start next week across the region. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck with the games coming up this week.
Oh, thank you very much.